I was obviously left out of the squad, and rightly so. The numbers just weren't good enough. And since then, it's been a case of trying to take selection out of my mind. I've been with the Titans for a couple of weeks now, and really just trying to invest all my energy and efforts into that team. So I'm going to come here with the exact same mindset. I'm going to try to be full of energy and full of positive vibes for the side, and then we'll see what happens. Look, it's always a bit easier to say when you're scoring runs, but the goal a couple of weeks ago was really just to spend as much time as I could at the crease. I found I was a few gears ahead of where I should be, and just spending time in the crease would allow me to sort of work things out and time, or get a formulation to time my innings a bit better. So it was really just that, spending time at the wicket. We all know the longer you spend time, therefore the easier it will become. So fortunately, I was able to do that. I think there was a game where I was batting five, but I was in pretty early, and it really just worked out well that I could afford to just bat under no pressure to score runs, because we just needed to take it as deep as we could. And you know, since then, it's felt a lot better. We, firstly, like you say, you'd love to keep winning and to keep drilling the habit of winning. And I still think, as a side, we're striving for a lot more than where we are. I think Fuff spoke about last week, he spoke about each player just trying to get better and to take themselves to sort of places they've never been before, and that's really the thought at the moment. It's up to each player to set the standard pretty high and to chase that bar. So the guys are looking forward to it. I actually don't think there's too much emphasis on whitewash. A lot of the emphasis is on how high and how far we can push ourselves as a squad. The Proteas love playing cricket here. It's an awesome city to be staying in for a few days, and the facilities and the wicket here at St George's Park is really top draw. If you look around the country, it's up there with one of the best. So we'd really like to try get back to winning ways here. I still think we play good cricket here. So it's important that tomorrow, sort of just the first hour of the game and the first hour of each innings, really, that we are able to throw the first punch and try get on top of the Sri Lankan side.
Hashim Amla has asked to be excused from the last two ODIs of the current Sri Lanka series on compassionate grounds, since his dad is currently critically ill. Our thoughts and prayers are with Hash and his family during this difficult time, and we understand that family obligations always come first. The selectors have decided to add Reza Hendricks to the squad, and he arrived this morning or late yesterday evening. And just to say that it was always the intention of the selectors to rotate Hash and Reza throughout the Sri Lanka One Day Series. We can recall JP had a significant shoulder injury for which he underwent surgery, and he had a 3-month return to play recovery period. And happy to say that he's come through quite nicely. He played in the Momentum One Day Cup without any restrictions. He got some good game time in, and he's got performances behind him. So he's feeling quite confident to return to the tough competition at international level.